Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida. Yeah. And the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the hour, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I'm so excited and delighted on tonight. I have God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and each and every one of you who are just joining the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the show and the ministry is on, because you will be truly, truly blessed. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, we have a plethora of gospel artists whom I would like to introduce to some and present to others who will minister unto us tonight. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you bless each and every person who says, "Pray for me." Bless their families, bless their friends, Lord. And we ask for divine healing, because we know that you're coming in the ninth hour. And we ask that you bless us to continue to be faithful and remember you in the ninth hour, because you're doing some great things. Many great things happened today, and we anoint all of those things. And we ask that all of those things come to pass, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the rhema, and we thank you for the word of God. And now, God, as we begin to minister through music with all of these gospel artists, we ask that you touch each and every one of them, Lord. And if they're no longer with us, we ask that you touch their family members, Heavenly Father, and bless their legacy to continue to live on. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to have this platform, and we ask that you multiply it, Heavenly Father, and add and increase and subtract anything that is not like you. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask, would you give us some way, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, 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 man. All right. I get so excited when I'm on here, and there are actually 200 individuals. I'm going to tell you right now, listen, the ministry will be over around maybe 1-something or a little bit after. Excuse me, 12-something or a little bit after. Now, I don't want you late tomorrow, okay? So this is an archived ministry, archived show, meaning that you can listen to this ministry anytime you would like. So if you're not a night owl, if you're trying to stay up to here because you think you'll miss something, then fret not, because I will have this particular ministry on the web page. I will have it on the website. I will have it on Facebook, or you can hear it over and over again. But if you're like me and you're a night owl and you can stay up to 3 o'clock, then, hey, let's do it, and you will receive a blessing. So on tonight, we have 15 Billboard gospel artists who is going to come and minister unto us. We have Bishop Hezekiah Walker, every praise. We have Evangelist Dorinda Clark, Nobody But God. Woo. We have Mr. Norman Hutchins, It's Your Season. Then we have Mr. Luther Barnes, It's Your Time. Amen. Then we're going to hear the Sermon on the Mount, Treasures in Heaven, by our own words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we're going to hear from the late Dr. Maddie Mouse Clark and Reverend James Moore. All right. How can you rise? You can rise through the Word of God. Then we'll hear from Reverend James Moore. Oh, how I love Jesus. That's all. Yeah. Then we'll hear from my own Bishop Eddie Ruth Bradford, Because He Lives. That's one of my gospel artists. Y'all support Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's great. Then we're going to hear from our neighbor. She's right down the street and around the corner. Sister Yolanda Adams, never give up. And we're not giving up. Then we're going to hear from Pastor Andrew Crouch. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Amen. Then we're going to hear from my own Fantasia. The Lord is blessing me. When? Right now. Then we're going to hear from Minister Kathy Taylor. She's up the street and around the corner and through the block. Oh, how precious. Then we're going to hear from my own psalmist, Tyler Mann. She's up the street and around the block. Amen. God provides. Yes, He does. Then we're going to hear from the Ken Spiritual Satisfied, followed by our own Pastor Beverly Crawford, just as soon as my feet touch Zion. Amen. You are listening to the Afrida Love Show, but first we're going to hear Bishop Hezekiah Walker every praise, followed by our own evangelist, Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. Then Mr. Norman Hutchins, It's Your Season to Be Blessed. Then Mr. Luther Barnes, It's Your Time. Then we will hear from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the words of our Lord, with treasures in heaven. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StelloGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every prayer is to our God. Every prayer is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every prayer is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. Every prayer is to our God. Every prayer is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every prayer is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every prayer is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God. Every prayer
Promised me a long time ago,
if I
and I wouldn't know what he told me. And nobody did it but God.
it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. In the window and throw you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. The windows of heaven pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming out. And I'm blessed coming in. He's going to open the window. Pour us out a blessing. It's our season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God makes you a promise. You stood the test. Winds of heaven pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I've been through the flood,
but I'm standing here
because of his love. He's going to open the window for you out of blessing.
Thank you.
it's my season to be
you. up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how shalt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Ask thee, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask him a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts unto them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it
Amen and amen. We have completed the first part of this journey in our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. We even heard the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is all over this. So we heard from Bishop Hezekiah Walker. He says, every praise is to our God. And we sing hallelujah to our God. And hallelujah is the highest praise. Then we heard from my own sister, evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole, nobody but God. He does just what he says. And who did that? Nobody but God. Amen. Remember to pray in the ninth hour so that we all can say, who did it? Nobody but God. Then we heard from Mr. Norman Hutchins. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. Oh, yeah, you remember. It's your season. You have to claim it and you have to profess it in the ninth hour. God says you don't have to do all these dissertations and all these long prayers. He says just remember me when all these great things begin to happen to you. Praise the Lord. Then we heard from Mr. Luther Barnes. It's your time. So we had it's your season. Now God says you are in the time. It's your time. And God has given us the time. He says, I'm coming in the ninth hour. He says, in the ninth hour, you got to prepare and you got to pray. Then we heard from the Sermon on the Mount. We heard God. That wasn't Jesus Christ in the movie, in the clip, but that's the words of God. Treasures in heaven. Where are we supposed to lay those? I just ministered to our young people on Sunday. I said, lay up your treasures in heaven instead of on earth. Amen. Because it's anointed by God. Now we're moving on. And we're moving higher and higher in the Lord. We're going to hear from Dr. Maddie Moss Clark and Reverend James Moore, I'll Rise. Y'all know Dr. Maddie Moss Clark is the mother of the Clark sisters. And so they have a heritage of singing. They can really sing. Amen. Praise God. Then we're going to hear from Reverend James Moore again, How I Love Jesus, because that is true. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Because He Lives. Amen. Then Psalmist Yolanda Adams, Never Give Up. Then we're going to kick it off and finish our middle of the race with Pastor Andrew Crouch. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I'm your host tonight, Dr. Arita Love. Thank you.
Call him Jesus. so delighted to be here tonight, and I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and for what he means to me. And I don't know how I got here on Indian night, but I'm here. I'm so grateful today because I can say that I have Christ in my life. And at the early age of 9 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. My father was what we call a bootleg preacher. He didn't want to own up to being a preacher. He was in Bible college, and he never wanted to be a preacher. He was a businessman. And nevertheless, the Lord kept talking to him. And once the Lord puts a hook in your jaw, you can't escape. And I remember him being invited to a little church about 60 miles out from Los Angeles, where we are from. And this was a little church, the kind of church that even had a little outhouse in the back. And there was no musician there or anything. And my dad didn't know whether it was the Lord's will for him to be there, because he didn't want to be a preacher anyway. And they said, oh, this is our pastor. And they wanted him so much to be the pastor of this little country church after hearing him speak that afternoon. And time went on, and my uncle, which is a presbyter of Southern California, asked him. He said, Ben Crouch, why don't you go out there and just kind of get the church organized? He said, well, being that the church doesn't have a musician, I'm going to pray, if God wants me to be there, I'm going to pray that God will give Andre the gift of music so he can play for the church. And I had just accepted the Lord at the age of 9, and I was about 11 years old at the time. And my dad calls me up out of the audience and says, Andre, if God were to give you the gift of music, would you use it for his glory? I said, yeah, Daddy. And then he prayed for me right there. And 2 weeks later, he said, okay, here you are. And he just set me up on the piano. I began to play. And I had a bad stammering problem. I couldn't say over 3 words without either kicking somebody or pounding the floor or something like that. And I wanted so much to express myself. And I was so grateful for the gift of music and how God had touched my life. And right there, I knew that God was going to use me. And I was just sharing with Brother Graham how, watching some of the telecast, how I was so blessed. And I said, oh, if I could just sing and people would be there and find Jesus, you know. And it just impressed my life and put a just really enriched my life at a very early age. And now God has taken us to about 40 different countries of the world, and I've seen him do so many miracles. How 3.5 years ago, I was sick unto death, and I found Jesus Christ to be a healer. And I tell you, he's everything. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, all the young people especially, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You'll never regret any moment that you've given your heart to Jesus. And a song that he's given me after a hard time in my life, a particular time I thought I couldn't sing, I thought I couldn't smile, but he gave me this little song, and I trust that it should be a blessing to you. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that all my trials come to only make me strong. Places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times when I felt so all alone. But right there in my lonely hour, it became a precious lonely hour. But Jesus let me know that I was his own. Now I can say, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh yes, I've learned to depend upon his word. So now I thank God for the mountain, and I thank him for the valley. And I thank him for the stars. He's
me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith.
Says any time that you feel low, any time, any situation that you go through, he says you have the opportunity to rise again. Why? Because Jesus said so. Amen. And because Jesus has the power to do so. Then we heard from Reverend James Moore again. Oh, how I love Jesus. Is that your testimony? Is that really true in your life? Do you really love our Lord and Savior? And the song goes on to say, because he first loved me. But as I always say, it's because he's wonderful, and it's because he is God. Amen? Amen. Then we heard from my own sister, Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's actually one of the gospel artists that I help promote, and she was singing Because He Lives. And she says, God holds the future. You put your life in God's hands. You put everything in God's hands because he holds the future. That was Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then we heard from my very own sister, Yolanda Adams. She says, never give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on any dead and dismal situation. You keep pushing, and God will see you through. Then we heard from Brother Andrew Crouch. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to depend upon his word. Amen. Somebody said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. But through it all, through whatever you've been through, whatever we've been through, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Now we're to the favorite part. We're to the sprint to the finish line. Amen. We're going to hear from our very own Fantasia. Many of you know Fantasia from the R&B world. But Fantasia is also, she has an anointing on her life that she sings gospel music. You'll see in just a second. Then we're going to hear from my very own minister, Kathy Taylor. Oh, how precious. She's right up the street and around the corner. I believe she is in Houston, Texas. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Tamala Mann. She's up the street and around the corner in Dallas, Texas. God provides. Yes, he does. Then we're going to hear from the Kent Spiritual, Satisfied in Jesus. Then we're going to hear from my own pastor, Beverly Crawford. Just as soon as my feet touch Zion. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
She's definitely one of the best. She proved it when she captured the hearts of over 65 million television viewers. Here to pay tribute to her gospel roots is our American idol, Fantasia!
The Lord is blessing me right now. In the name. Healing. In the name.
When you come to my rescue a thousand Close on my back, shoes on my feet, food on my table, family doing all right. I've got eyes that can see, legs that can walk. I got a tongue that can talk. I'm not satisfied. Never will forget that day when the Spirit fell on me. Ever since that day,
thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, listen, listen. We have completed our course. Amen. And we have won the victory. We heard from Fantasia, the Lord is blessing me when? Right now, at this particular moment. Then we heard from Minister Kathy Taylor, oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Followed by Sister Tamala Mann, God provides. He comes to our rescue 1,000 times, and God provides in many ways that I can't explain, and he'll come through. Then we heard from the Kent Spirituals, I'm satisfied with Jesus, and that settles it. Then we heard from my own sister, Beverly Crawford. Oh, my goodness. She is, I have to say this, okay, because the Stellars are coming up. Sister Crawford, Sister Beverly Crawford, is one of the greatest singers, psalmists on earth. I remember my first time in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to Sister Beverly Crawford on stage, and I thought the stage was on fire. She has a powerful voice. She really brought in the spirit to that particular program. Then I had the opportunity when I was in Vegas. I passed by and I said, Lord, that's Sister Beverly Crawford. So I had to go over there. But she's a very anointed woman of God, and I love, love, love her music. But we have completed our journey to victory. And we want to continue to thank all of these gospel artists, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole, Mr. Norman Hutchins, Mr. Luther Barnes. We want to thank the Word of God, amen. We want to thank Dr. Maddie Moss Clark and Reverend James Moore, amen. Reverend James Moore again, then Psalmist Eddie Root, the Bradford, Psalmist Yolanda Adams, Pastor Andrew Crouch. We want to thank Miss Fantasia. Oh, we want to thank Minister Kathy Taylor, Psalmist Tamala Mann, the Ken Spirituals, and of course Pastor Beverly Crawford. We want to thank all of those ladies and gentlemen for ministering unto us today. As I always say, you know, it's very important that we give our lives to Christ and we open up our hearts and our minds to Christ and we make ourselves available unto him. I'm not going to go thoroughly through the announcements, but be sure to check out AfritaLoveShow.com, SellerGospelMusic.com. Be sure also to continue to pray. Make sure that you pray for all your family members and line them up one by one and pray for them and everything that they need and pray for yourself and do not forget to pray for those you know and those you do not know because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We want to make sure that we keep in mind that our own very sister, Dorinda Clark, the Clark sisters, will be in Houston, Texas on tomorrow, the 24th. Also keep in mind that there are going to be some college students speaking in Dallas, Texas on Saturday. It's a lot going on, a lot of workshops going on, but those are the two that I know. But if you're in the Houston, Texas area, go out and support the Clark sisters and the others because they have a great ministry. And then, of course, those who are supporting the college students, we thank you so much. In addition to that, just keep praying because there's power in prayer. Remember to pray the ninth hour, which is at 3 o'clock. You may just remember God. God says, remember me. You don't have to close your eyes and say a long prayer. But you need to be a multitasker in praying, and you need to be praying without ceasing because God is getting ready to do some great things. I will tell you that on today, within my own life, three things happened that were wonderful that I had been praying about. Three things happened, and so this is the season, whoever you are, this is the season for you that God has anointed you. You know who you are, and I keep saying God, but if you call God by another name, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah, whoever you call God, that's who you say thank you to. That's who you say this doing remembrance of when you are on the when we're at 3 o'clock. You just remember God. It's like a moment of silence, but it's really not because God says he wants us to carry on throughout our day. But God wants us to remember, and he says, watch what will happen. He says, just remember me. That's all. You know, and if you're able to multitask, pray unto God, and things begin to happen, great things. Your day starts out, man. It's already morning. Good morning, everybody. It's already 12:40. It's already 12:40. And so we need to make sure that we kick off the morning right, and we kick off the morning with just having a great, great spirit. And so just kick off the morning, and that's it. And so when we continue to focus on God and continue to pray, then the revelation of God, okay? So continue to trust in God. All right. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is in a few hours, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Yes, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.